Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday Changing Minds Online phone call. Good afternoon, Akita.
Good afternoon, Jessica. How's everything going today?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you, and it's nice to speak to you in the afternoon. I want to thank all of our listeners and, you know, if you're listening in real time today, for being so flexible, and if you wanted to listen to in real time and are listening in podcast time, thank you guys for, you know, allowing us to change the time tonight. I'm actually currently on my way to my beautiful cousin Carmen's wedding. She is marrying the love of her life, Brian, today, and I am just so happy for her and so excited, and so that's what I'm doing. And what are you doing this beautiful day, Akina?
Oh, yes. Resting and relaxing, getting ready for the week ahead, you know. So
absolutely, yep. And resting and relaxing is just so important when you are on a mission and you have a purpose. In fact, today we got into a wonderful discussion at lunch after church today about, you know, how important it is for entrepreneurs to take a break when you're working towards your purpose. Tonight, we're not talking about rest and relaxation. We are talking about moving forward and setting our sights on our goal. We're talking about never turning back. You know, when we first came up with this topic of no turning back, and, you know, I was listening to that old Christian hymn, you know, I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, when you look at people come up with a goal, you know, they have their mind set on something, they declare they want something, they set intentions, and then they stop doing it. And, you know, either it's taking too long or it seems too difficult or obstacles get in their way, and just all of a sudden, before you know it, it seems like they don't want it anymore. And if you ask them, you say, you know, what happened? Don't you really want to do that? And they said, well, I did, but something happened. And, you know, tonight we're going to talk about how to stay on track when you set a goal and not turning back no matter what happens. So I'm going to share a little bit of a story with you. Now, Akina and I, we both have our own blogs. And, you know, my blog is Toxic to Exotic. And when I originally decided to make a change in my life a year ago, you know, one of the first things I did, and I've shared this before, was to make a list of all these different goals. And I started my blog at around October. And the very first post I made on this blog was actually on the topic of not turning back. And I did that because when I initially set all my goals and made all my intentions of what I was going to do as an entrepreneur, now as a new business owner and as someone who wanted to be healthy, you know, when I started doing that in August, by the time October rolled around, I had already lost a lot of momentum, and a lot of the things I said I was going to do, the habits I said I was going to commit to, had already kind of fallen by the wayside in just that, you know, period of a couple short months. And so October was a time of renewal and recommitment for me. And I shared that publicly, and I want to share the story that, you know, if it's okay with everyone tonight, that I shared with on that very first blog post. Now, for me, when I graduated college, it became a dream of mine to go to France. And, you know, I lived in New York for several years after that. This is when I graduated with my master's. I really, really wanted to go to France. But, you know, living in New York City and being financially independent, you know, working full-time at a lot less than your time is really worth because, you know, I'm still in school, and paying for tuition, paying for an apartment, you know, and for me, I had to do student teaching, so there was a period of 3 months where I wasn't making any income, and I was still supporting myself with my savings, and fortunately, I had some credit cards. But, you know, the idea of being able to do something like go to another continent, you know, something people only dream of, and, you know, eat dinner on top of the Eiffel Tower, well, that was a dream that I thought may not ever come true. But I was determined. I was determined to make it come true. So I did a lot of research, and I found out what it would cost to go to France. And I realized that if I were to actually budget my money very carefully and I were to cut out some expenses in my life, that I would be able to make it happen. So at the time, I decided to do two things. The first thing I did was turn off my cable, which was really, really hard for me to do at the time. I mean, I was constantly watching TV at that point in my life, and if I was not working, and if I was not in school, I was tired. All I was doing was home, you know, blogging on watching Sex and the City reruns and, you know, whatnot, what have you. So, you know, that was a really big commitment for me to just get rid of my cable. The second thing I did, and I probably wouldn't make this decision today as a runner, but I got rid of my gym membership. And I said, okay, if I take the amount of money I was paying for these two things every single month and I put them in an account, then I will be able to go to France after 1 year. So I did that, and I got a separate account, and I started paying my cable bill and paying my gym membership into a separate account. And then 1 year later, I saved up enough money to go to France. And it was amazing. It was a dream come true. I did all of my research. I figured out where I wanted to go and where I wanted to stay. And I already knew what stores I wanted to shop in. I had already, like, gone on the internet and looked at what size shirts and dresses they had in stock even before I bought my plane ticket. And I had everything mapped out in my head. So I've never been a person who really liked to sit still. It should be apparent, right? I'm a runner, and I'm always going and always doing something. So the idea of a 10-hour plane ride to France at first wasn't really sitting with me very well. So anyway, I got, you know, I said, you know what, I want to go to France. So I got on the plane, and, you know, there was a big, big holdup on the airport. I don't remember what happened. It was years ago now. But for whatever reason, the plane got stuck at the airport for a very long time. So by the time the plane got, you know, taken off, I was already really tired of sitting, and I was excited to get off the plane, but I was kind of antsy, and it was a red-eye flight. And, you know, halfway through the flight, I just wanted out of that plane. I just wanted out of that plane. And, you know, I shared in my blog, so, you know, I asked the students, the flight attendant, said, you know what, I'm going to jump out of this airplane. I'm going to go back. You know, where are we? Because I want to go back wherever we were. And, of course, I didn't really jump out of the airplane. You know, at that moment, there was no turning back. You know, I may have wanted to get off that plane, but there was no turning back. I had already committed to my destination. I wasn't going to be parachuting into the Atlantic, right? I said I was going to France, and I was going to France. You know, when you get on an airplane, you are confident that when you're going to arrive at the destination that you're going to arrive at. There's no question in your mind. You know, or when you're driving somewhere. I'm driving right now. I'm driving down to my cousin's wedding. You know, there's no doubt in my mind I'm going to my cousin's wedding. I'm not going to change my mind halfway and go back to New York and then, you know what, I'll change my mind and I'll go back and maybe get to exit 100 on the parkway. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to go back to New York and then drive back and forth. No, you don't do that kind of yo-yo silliness nonsense. But oftentimes when people have a goal, we start out on our journey, we get so far, we stop and, maybe I didn't want that. And we turn around. And then we realize, you know what, I did have a reason I was doing that, so let me keep going. And then back and forth and back and forth, you know, we have all this going back and forth. But the reality of it is that when we set our minds on a goal, there is no turning back. When we say we're going to accomplish something, when we set an intention and put it before God, put it before the universe, put it before the world, when we put our energy and effort into something, we cannot do it with the mentality that, you know what, we can change our minds. We must do it with the mentality that there is no turning back, that this is what we're going to do. You know, our goals, our intentions, this is the destination that we are going to arrive at. And, you know, when you enter into your journey with that type of mindset, you will accomplish your goal. You know, the same way that I could not possibly have parachuted into the Atlantic and swam back home to New York, you know, you need to understand it's the same way with you. Put yourself in a situation in your mind, in your thoughts, that when you say you're going to do something, there's no way it's not going to happen. It's just not a possibility. It isn't over until you win. There is no turning back. Now, Akina, I know that often, you know, you are a professor and you coach students a lot. And I know you've told me time and time again that, you know, students will come into your office and halfway through with their degrees. And Akina gave me this lecture the other day because I approached Akina and said, I'm actually still in school right now, finishing up a second master's. And I said, Akina, I don't really know if I want to keep going with this because it seems like it may not be committed to my purpose anymore. And Akina really just had this wonderful perspective for me. And Akina, I'd love for you to share with our audience, you know, what you share with your students and what you shared with me.
Well, you know, the first thing you need to do is finish what you start. That's the first thing. And you always have to think about, you know, the plan. You always have to think strategically. Now, Will, in this case with Jessica, she's getting her education degree, and then she has an education degree, and now she's getting her psychology degree. And that would be wonderful for her plan because she's going to help people in her as a professor. And why not have a degree that shows that you can help people in your profession? There's always a way to make education work. There's always a way for you to use whatever skill you have to make it towards your ultimate goal. And that's why when we're talking about no turning back, that is so important. Because at one point, this meant the world to you for you to start it. So what happened from point A to point B? Your mind may have shifted, your life may have shifted, but in the end, it is still beneficial to whatever you're working through because it was a part of you that made you the person that you wanted to be. Now, things are going to happen and things are going to shift, but that's okay because whatever you learn and whatever you do can help you get to that ultimate goal.
Yeah, I firmly believe, Akina, that when God gives you a purpose and God gives you a mission and a vision, you know, He is going to give you everything you need to live into that purpose. And you may not see it right away, and you may not even understand it right away. It may be right in front of you in something that you just can't grasp or latch onto, but He will. You know, it may not always be easy, right? And I quote scripture all the time. The Bible tells us the path is straight and narrow. You know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You know, no one promises you that this is going to be simple, that you're going to wake up and do your affirmations and gratitude and manifest millions of dollars. No, but you need to do the work. You know, yeah, we talk about those things all the time, and those things are super important. But, you know, no matter what it is that you're working towards, you need to do the work. You know, and I'm a marathon runner, but you know what? I do my training schedules. I do it when I feel like it. I do it when I don't feel like it. I do it when it's hot outside. I do it when it's cold outside. I do it when it's raining. I do it when it's daytime. I do it when it's dark. I do it because I have a goal and a mission. And is it always fun? No, it's not always fun. You know, when I need to do my 2.5-hour long runs on a treadmill because it's pouring rain, it's not fun at that point. It's hard, and it's difficult, and it hurts. But I do it anyway, and I do it because I have a purpose and I have a mission, and I'm only looking in one direction. And, you know, and that's the problem. And I actually had this experience yesterday where I was running a 6K race in New York, and it was one of the first times in my life I was actually doing really, really well, and I was running with the front of the group. Now, I've always been a good runner as far as my endurance is concerned. I was really never fast. But the more and more I've been running, I find myself running faster and faster. And I actually found myself in the front, you know, with the elite runners. And I've never, ever had this experience. And something happened to me in that race that I've also never experienced. I started looking behind me because I wanted to see where other people were because I wanted to hold my position. And, you know, I've never really cared, and I'm a firm believer that, especially when it comes to running, you know, competition is just silly. It just, you know, leads to empty victories. I always say time in and day out, you show up to a race different every day. The different people show up to the race different every day. You know, it's really not about competing. It's about just being the best version of you. And I kind of forgot that mentality for a little bit. And, you know, I was looking, I was running forward, but I kept looking over my shoulder. And when I was looking over my shoulder, I tripped, and I'm very fortunate I didn't get hurt, and I didn't actually fall, but I stumbled. And in the back of my mind, this voice said to me, stop looking backwards. You're not going that way. You know, and I realize that so much in our lives, we just look over our shoulder. We look to see what's coming at us. We look to see where we were. We look at past mistakes we're clinging on to. We look at past perceptions that other people may have had of us that have caused us to have poor perceptions of us that aren't true. We cling on. We look on. We hold on to all of these things. Well, you're not going backwards. So looking over your shoulder, you're moving forward. Stop looking in the direction you're not going. You know, set your eye on the prize and set your goals high. Only look in one direction. What do you think about that, Akina?
I think that is wonderful. I know recently I was having a conversation about education and someone asked me, Dr. Finch, what would you tell somebody who is thinking about education but can't see past all of the trials and tribulations in their lives? And I tell them, what I would tell them is, you know, this is just a drop in the bucket. The time that you're going to have is just a drop in the bucket. The education that you're going to get is just a stepping stone to who you need to be. You need to look past the trees and see your ultimate self. Don't get caught up in your past. Don't get caught up in your present. You need to look towards your future because, see, that's where your power lies, in your future, you know, and you just need to make steps right now in your present to get to that future. Look, do not see the tree. See the path behind the tree. You know, all your trials and tribulations are that tree. Your environment is that tree. Your job is that tree. Don't worry about the tree. Look behind the tree, or better yet, take that energy that you have and knock the tree down. Look forward. Go forward. Don't let anything break you down. Don't let anything block you or stop you. This is what you're meant to do. This is your purpose. This is something you have to do to get to your purpose. So don't make it a hindrance. Make it a stepping stone.
Yeah, absolutely, Akina. You know, when we divide our attention, when we divide our attention to our purpose, we become weaker. You know, we can't focus on multiple things as far as, like, we can't focus on our past and our present and our future. It's too much for our bus to handle. You know, we can only focus on moving forward. And, you know, and I will be fair, you know, we can sit here and we can say, okay, you know what, it's focus on your intentions on forward and look towards the future and don't turn around. And I know there's people out there that are listening to this podcast, either live or in real, you know, in podcast time, that are sitting here and saying, okay, I get it. You know, I'm supposed to look in the right direction. But how do you maintain it? And, you know, we're going to take the last few minutes of this call tonight, but we're going to really talk with you and we're going to discuss what we do to maintain it every night. So, Akina, do you have a goal list?
Certainly. Certainly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I want to achieve. And I definitely,
right.
And writing it down is what makes it powerful. You know, if it's not written down, a goal that's not written down is just a dream. So until you write them down on paper and look into them and put them in the atmosphere, they are just dreams. So, yes, most definitely I have a goal list.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's often said a goal is a dream with a deadline, and I forget who said that, but you guys can Google it. But, you know, I know I have a goal list. I have a list of everything that I want to do. And we talked over and over about this, about goals, about vision boards. You know, if you want to stay focused on your goal, we talked about you need to know your purpose. And you need to see it daily. You need to remind yourself what it is that you're doing, what you're working for, and why it is you want to do it. So, you know, I look at my goal twice a day. Now, I actually have, at this point, I have 1,700 goals, and that's a lot of goals, and I actually cross them off all the time because I accomplish them all the time. And I learned this from one of my mentors, Susan, so I write victory over it as opposed to just crossing it off because it's just much more gratifying and fulfilling. And, you know, I write new goals in all the time. If I see a travel advertisement and I want to go that someplace, I'll write it in. But, you know, I read my goals every morning and every night. And like Akina said, is you have to write it down to be real, but it's not enough to write it down and tuck it in your desk drawer. You need to see it and remind yourself of what your goals are on a regular basis. And you'll find that when you do that, oftentimes, you know, you'll just make these decisions. Your brain just kind of works to make it happen for you. And, you know, you just subconsciously start making choices that are going to make your dreams, make your goals come true. All of a sudden, you're going to be writing victory over your entire goal list and your dream list. And before you know it, you know, the intentions of your heart are just going to start coming true. And, you know, the second thing is really vision boards. And I have vision boards with me wherever I go. And I actually just wound up making this planner. And it's going to be instituted September 1st. I'm really, really excited about it. I wanted to make my own planner. I learned a lot about organization over the last year or so. And I really just realized that I need to have everything planned out in my life. And I tried to find different planners and that they were selling at the stores, and none really worked for me. So I decided I was going to make my very own day planner. And in every month I have vision boards, you know, at the start of every month. So if I know I'm running a race in that month, I'll put a picture of someone crossing the finish line, or I'll put the medal of a race that I want to run onto that vision board. Or if there's a place I want to travel, a conference I want to go to, and I'm trying to figure out the resources or take the time off of work to go to that, you know, I'll put the pictures in. So it's very relevant to me, and I'm seeing it all the time. And those are really two really practical ways that I make sure that I am always moving forward and I am never turning back and I'm never looking backwards. Makina, I don't know if there's anything you want to add or share before we close tonight or this afternoon, you know, with our audience about what things that you're doing.
Well, of course, I have goals, and I turn my goals into affirmations. I basically speak them into existence like I already have them. So, for example, I am living in abundance. I am living in my purpose. I am living in my purpose, but that's just an example. But turning your goals into affirmations and saying them in I am speak is so powerful, because eventually you keep saying it, you'll start believing it, you'll start seeing it, you'll start achieving it. Things you didn't believe in the beginning, you will start knowing that you can do it, and you'll start taking action towards it, and then eventually it will be done. And that's what helps me.
Yeah, absolutely. Affirmations are so powerful. And, you know, when I've shared, too, on this call over and over that, you know, I use affirmations every day. I read them every day. I write them every day. I listen to them every day. They're written on my wall. They're written in my bathroom, everywhere, every mirror in my house, every door in my house. Just constantly reading affirmations and making sure that my image of myself is always positive, and that I'm always, you know, confident that I am capable and I'm living into my purpose. But that's beautiful, Kina. Thank you for sharing. You know, and we do need to end our call a little early tonight, everyone. And I just want to thank you for all your support. We're always very real with you, and you know, we do these podcasts, or we record these calls live, and we do them in real time. And you know, Keenan and I both live busy lives. Like I said, I am on my way to my cousin's wedding. So I just want to thank everyone for joining in today, and we appreciate you. We love you. And I cannot wait to speak to everyone on Thursday. So God bless everyone. Have a great afternoon, and I'm going to be signing off now. Take care.
Thank you, everyone.